It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Again, Robbie and Rexrow, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrow, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are very pleased to welcome actor and comedian Jeremy Piven to the program here today, who is in town this weekend playing at Zany's Comedy Club here in Nashville. And as we were just talking about during the break, Jeremy, Zany's a phenomenal place. If you've not been there, I'd encourage people to check it out. But you're playing tonight at 7 o'clock and 9:15 as well, and again tomorrow as well. Welcome to town.
Thank you, man. Not a bad seat in the house. I'm not just saying this. It's my favorite room in the country.
Yeah?
Yeah, because this, you know, the people, the great audience. It's just a really hot room. You get up there, and you were talking about a stand-up comic earlier. I can't name any names. David yeah. Spade. and you, I said, how was he? And you go, he's pretty good. Pretty good. And it sounded like you'd just been shot, like in the gut. And I'm just
I channeled him.
Yeah, you did. And I'm just thinking, I don't ever want someone to say I'm pretty good. I just want to, it's such an honor to be able to get up there and have a shot at making people laugh. Like, I've been an actor my whole life. And, you know, you ask me how many people say, let's hug it out, bitch. You know, people know me as Ari Gold. And yet I've done 80 movies. And so there's some confusion, and I just get to talk about all of that on stage.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. It's a blast.
I have a lot of takes on your career and a lot of questions for you.
Okay.
I want you to know that you have stolen scenes in some of my all-time favorite films. Let's go back to Lucas.
Okay.
People should watch Lucas.
Okay. Yes,
Lucas is a great
good
film.
Good little sports film.
Obviously, you know, you and John Cusack, a lot of things together, friends growing up, right?
Yes.
In Evanston, Illinois.
Absolutely.
I mean, the single scene. What was the DJ's name?
Oh, God. Well, my character.
I should look this up.
Yeah. Mike, you know what's interesting about that? Cameron Crowe, you know, ended up doing Vanilla Sky and Almost Famous, and, you know, his story is amazing. And I remember, you know, being lucky enough to start working with that guy, and he said, listen, I need a favor. Can you come in and we just need a hit of comedy in the middle of singles? I said, sure. So on a lunch break, I just got in there, and you know, I just started riffing, and everything you saw there was just an improv run of just, because I grew up doing improv at Second City and whatnot with a guy named Chris Farley. That's how old I am.
Yeah.
a million years ago in Chicago. So anyway, so I would just go in there and just, you know, have fun and just open it up. And I probably did 40 movies like that where, you know, there wasn't really a role, but you like have one line, like in Rush Hour 2 where I play the Versace salesman, you know, and I just kind of just run with it. And try to get, it's almost like a hockey fight. I pull the jersey over their head and just start swinging until you know, it's over. And that's kind of the way to get into it, because the reality is, you know, no one's going to hand you anything, as you know. And it's almost like I'm just some scrappy special teams player that just, you know, I'm kind of like maybe the Julian Edelman of actors. Ooh. Where you just, you've got to be, because we're both undersized Jews. That's why I said Edelman. Both 5'9". No, think about that. Julian Edelman, 5'9". You know what I mean?
In the NFL.
And he was the MVP of the Super Bowl. It's pretty inspiring. Let's transition into my Bears. We're 1-0. We're going to the Super Bowl, baby.
You and me got a showdown coming up on Sunday night. Let me tell you.
I'm so glad that
Packers-Bears.
That's brilliant. The fact that Aaron Rodgers is on ayahuasca now and he doesn't know where he is perfect for me. We finally have a chance. You know what I mean? He's just peeking on peyote.
He's out there and he sees like 35 Bears defenders out there. In all actuality, there's 11. It's beautiful stuff.
And no receivers.
Yeah, no receivers.
That may actually be true.
Maybe.
So Bears fandom, how has that gone for you?
You know, they say no receivers. And you know what's interesting is that like guys like Tom Brady, and we can talk about this forever. There's so many different variables with a guy like that, you know. But I think that he inspires his guys to work harder. There's something about him that everyone wants to play with him. And I remember he did Entourage and, you know, did a cameo. And he's one of these guys, looks you in the eyes, knows your name. You know, he's just very charismatic, works his ass off. Everything he touches is oxygenated. He's drinking ozone infused everything.
Yeah.
He's 45 years old. He could probably play till he's 70.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's
looks kinda, like he's 23.
He's definitely doing some Benjamin Button stuff. We celebrate him.
That's right. So how did you get into stand up comedy, and you know, what is kind of your key for success that you found in that, in terms of what works for you? How challenging was that, especially when you first started?
Well, you know, I can give you a lot of really bad sports analogies, to be honest with you.
Love that.
Yeah. Like, you know, for instance, you know, being an actor and then doing stand-up, it's like having a singular focus, probably like, you know, maybe a boxer being thrown into an MMA ring where suddenly you've got to do jiu-jitsu, you know what I mean? And a bit of Muay Thai and then some judo and whatever. So you, it's like anything else. Like, you know, because I'd done improv, because I come from a performance background, I have certain areas of stand-up that work. But suddenly, you know, you go from someone that's in a band where someone else is writing the songs, now you're writing the songs. So for me, I remember the first time I ever got up was at the Laugh Factory in L.A. And I was shocked at how small the stage is. So you just kind of feel like a caged animal. So then you just go, oh, my God. Well, it was terrifying. I've been on stage since I was 8 years old, okay, without stopping. No rust on me. Now, you throw that guy onto a stand-up stage, and believe it or not, it's terrifying, just because suddenly you don't have another person to play off of.
Yeah.
You know, it's just you, and you're pinned up against the wall with nowhere to hide. And you have to dig your way out. And I was talking to Chappelle about this, and I said, you know, in the very beginning, I was like, man, I went to this tiny little dive bar, and I bombed. And he's like, man, you got to bomb at the right time, dude.
That's right.
You know? And he's like, you always got a bomb. What the five fingers say to the face? No, he was incredibly encouraging, and he is the GOAT, and he's fearless, that guy. And
brilliant,
brilliant. But he did mean that. He meant that it's important to bomb. It's important to fall on your face and to dig your way out. I remember being on stage at this dive bar and just thinking, man, what am I doing? You know, I'm not only am I not funny in this moment, but maybe I've never been funny in my entire life, and you start doubting everything. And if you can somehow figure a way to dig yourself out. And then I remember I started making fun of myself at that moment, and I started getting laughs, and I was like, oh, okay, wait a minute. There's a way out of this. So once you crawl your way out of that, your next set is so much better because you've been there. You've already fallen on your face, and this audience is better, and you feel better, and you've got more skills. And so I just started by doing about 250 shows a year by just kind of going all in. And then from that, you know, I've been touring since about 2017, which to some people sounds like, oh, okay, you've been doing good. You've been doing stand-up 5-6 years. If you say that to comics, they go, nah, he's new.
Yeah.
It's a new guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, watch this transition. Tonight at Zany's, 2 shows. Tomorrow night, 2 shows. You get to come out and see, can Jeremy Piven stand up?
That's right. That's
yes.
Right.
Can he do it? And listen, it's my job to make people laugh for an entire hour. And it's my honor. And, you know in real time if it's happening. It's either silent or you're either crushing or you're bombing.
Right.
And I love doing it.
How much heckling goes into this? How much just like improv audience interaction is part of your set?
It's all part of it. With me, I think they feel very comfortable because I've been in their living rooms, you know?
Right.
So they just start yelling stuff out like they have Tourette's. And it's a little surreal, you know? Let's take it out, bitch!
There it is.
Jeez!
Just all just, back and forth all the time.
Yeah, just weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's really, really fun. And you know, you have to be on your toes at all times. Like right now. It's too early in the morning. I don't know how you guys do it.
So I gotta say, I still have something. I don't have time for me to go through your career. Like the Costanza, you know, that was great. But PCU is an underrated film
totally
that all
underrated.
People should see.
Yeah, that's an underrated film that was ahead of its time because it was about a time when people were overcorrecting, which is kind of like what we're going through right now.
Yeah.
So it was very ahead of its time. You know, you have moments where people are protesting going, we're not going to protest. Yeah. You know, just like crazy shit like that. Can I swear? Sorry.
It's okay. We got measures to take care of.
I got
that.
You covered.
It's all
Thank
good.
Thank you so much.
It's all good. Nice. You can check out Jeremy Piven at Zany's. You can buy tickets on the Zany's website as well tonight at 7 o'clock and again at 9:15 and again tomorrow night at Zany's as well. Jeremy Piven, thank you so much for having us. Thanks so much for joining us today, and looking forward to having you this weekend here in Nashville.
Listen, I just want to in advance say I'm sorry about your cheeseheads. This is not your year, sir. And by the way, everyone counted the Bears out.
That's true.
And, you know, why would you do that? You know, Justin Fields has got some wheels.
He does.
And you know, anything is possible.
If they could get a field that's like a monsoon every week, I'd really like their chances.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, guys. Okay.
Take it Packers.
So that's the variable.
On Sunday.
You're saying that it was like a slip and slide.
Just slip and slide.
Again, I grew up a Lions
around.
Fan, okay? So, you know.
The Lions. There we go. Oh, we like their coach.
Oh, yeah. That's about it.
He's
about all we like.
On that note.
Jeremy, appreciate you, man.
Thank you, guys.
Check out Jeremy Piven at Zany's here in Nashville this weekend. 615-737-1025. We'll have more coming up next. Take more of your thoughts as well. 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.